Hey, Jim, how's it going?
It's going very well.
I'm excited for your session. We'll talk about your session here in a moment. But first, I want to thank you for coming back to the Agile Virtual Summit yet again.
I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Yeah, I know. You'll be out of the country and you're still joining.
That's right. I'll be in a beautiful Airbnb in Brighton, England.
I'm looking forward to it, but what, besides traveling again and speaking at AVS in a week and a half, what things have you been excited about these days? It's been top of mind.
Top of mind might be different than excited. So we live in a world right now that seems to be defined mostly by conflict. It's been a little frustrating to be a resident of the planet over the last several years. And I found that those frustrations are working their way into the workplace a lot. And so groups that used to be kind of willing to get together and work on things and figure out their processes and their culture are now kind of testy. And so it's been, I'd like to say it's been interesting, but it's more been a necessity over the last 6 to 8 months, 10 months, 12 months, 2 years, to find ways of working with teams that help diffuse the conflict that they're having, both within the team and externally. You know, find out the baggage they're bringing and help them lose that baggage. It's been a weird road recently.
Do you have a sense for what changed, why that's been more common recently?
Well, without getting too political, up until the end of the Obama administration, we had had about 25 years of intense international collaboration. Sometimes we fell off the wagon, sometimes we did better than others, but world leaders were tending to work together to make the world a better place. And then Brexit and the American election and all of the things that came with that led to some very isolationist messages and thinking being passed around. And as people ingested those, they started to draw their own divisions between other people in their companies. So sorry if that's a little too macro politics for AVS, but the internal problem. Actually, I'll say this, because I thought that this was really interesting. Right after that election, we were in Iowa working with a bunch of industrialists in Iowa, where you wouldn't think that this ticket would come up, but we did a big affinity mapping exercise, and it said, what interrupts you from getting your work done? And you can't make this up. There was a little cluster of tickets that said things. And at the middle of them, the one that they all clustered around was existential dread about latest Trump tweet. And we've worked our way up to today.
In getting a bunch of practice with this over the last couple of years,
yep.
What things have you discovered that have been useful?
Have been useful. Yeah. What has been useful is this. People are entering conversations with others with an anti-collaborative mindset. They're coming in saying, this is going to screw me. This is going to take away my stuff. I'm not going to get credit for this. You know, some sort of fear of loss. And that fear of loss tends to come not from just whim, but from existing baggage. And so and you and I were just talking about this before we started rolling the sound, but there was an event that I ran years ago in New York with a bunch of construction people, and they were it was different trades. They were all coming together to work on a particular project at a particular time, and they needed to plan out their work so that you wouldn't have people in the same place. You wouldn't have people overloading the loading dock, that things would flow smoothly. And in construction, if things don't flow smoothly, people die. So you tend to want them to flow smoothly. You don't want your injury rate to go up. So we get a couple of groups in there, and one of the guys comes in. He comes in, and I walk into the room. He's holding a donut in his hand, and he's, you know, all ready to Homer Simpson this donut. And he takes a bite of the donut, and I walk up, and I'm like, you know, are you ready for today? And he's like, so I'm just here to make sure, and he points at one of the other people, that she doesn't get in my way, and I'm here to find out how the Prime, the company that was hosting it, is going to screw me this time. And that's how he started the day. And so everyone started the day preparing to get upset. They start mapping out their work. Sure enough, at some point, there's a conflict. Two people need to be in the same place on the same floor at the same time. And he goes up and he pounds on the wall. And it's like this massive boom through the construction trailer, because construction trailers are basically made out of foam core and balsa wood. It's just boom. And he's like, this right here, this is what screws me every time. And then Paul, one of the guys on the project, said, okay, well, let's fix it. And the guy looks, and he's just looking. And he's looking, and you can see in his brain that, like, all this baggage is, like, piled up against his ability to process what has just happened. He's like, this is a trick. This is a scam. And so we fixed it. And like for the rest of the day, he was just really quiet. And so he comes on site the next day to do some work. And he walks up to me and says, that really happened. Like, you guys really wanted to make things better. And I was like, yeah. He's like, no, you don't get it. He's like, I've been doing this for 40 years. That has never happened before. And so lots of times we'll get into things like with agile teams, with lean teams, whatever, where you think that they're expecting to collaborate, but there's still some baggage that people have. And then that baggage bumps up against other people's baggage, and then conflict ensues. But no one's asking what's in the bags. You know, I see that your oversized luggage is bumping up against my steamer case. I see that we both want to be on the same cart, but what's in there? What can we remove? And that's globally, that's what we need right now, is for people to look beyond the baggage and at whatever made you pack that case in the first place, get that case unpacked and make it go away.
Awesome.
Heavy stuff for a Wednesday afternoon. I remember everything about that encounter.
I bet.
It's so clear in my head. It is so clear in my head.
Your session at AVS is 3 collaborative foes and how to stop them. I don't want you to give it away, because I want people to show up Thursday, June 8th from 9:30 to 10:30 a.m. Pacific. Can you give them a little taste so they can get excited about showing up to your session on Thursday?
When we go with the best of intentions to help other people, those other people are in the middle of overload, the baggage I mentioned a few minutes ago, and a healthy distrust of change. And it is up to us, using whatever tricks we have up our sleeves, not just to get them, you know, on board with whatever change is happening, but to get them to see their baggage and how it's holding them back in a way that doesn't make us preachers, therapists, or anything else like that. I I have come to the conclusion, you know, in the collaboration equation book, I say individuals and teams create value, but individuals is the word that comes first. And if the individuals that are in your teams are not getting what they need to behave with confidence, to act with confidence, to have psychological safety, to have, you know, the ability to act, then they won't. And we can give them all of the processes we want. We can give them all of the scrums and all of the XPs and all of the dads and all of the reps and all of the, you know, dot, dot, dots. But in the end, they're not ready. But they're real. They're the people that you work with. So that's what I'll be talking about from my beautiful temporary residence in England in a couple weeks. And I'll give some specific recommendations about how to help people who are in that situation and how to help yourself, because helping other people is sometimes a long and thankless road.
I am really looking forward to the session and really grateful that you're joining us again. Thanks for coming back.
Looking forward to it.